It all depends on the prior exposure of endocrine therapy and also the age of the patient. If a patient is postmenopausal, patient never had the endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting, I think the first choice is now aromatase inhibitors. Right now we have two aromatase inhibitors which have well-established FDA-approved indication, anastrozole and letrozole, both. They clearly demonstrate that their anti-tumor activity is better in the metastatic setting. In other words, a higher fraction of patients, you get the control of the disease, and the control of the disease is longer than what we would have achieved with tamoxifen if we offer to the patient, and the patients overall experience fewer side effects.
What about an AI versus fulvestrant?
The thing is that when we look at the data of one trial where fulvestrant was compared against tamoxifen, unfortunately, it did not show higher response rate, did not show longer control of disease. But that study had a lot of shortcomings because it had a lot of patients which were hormone receptor unknown, and some of them would be hormone receptor negative. But in receptor positive patients, actually the drug looked at least as good as tamoxifen. Fulvestrant looked as good as tamoxifen.
Of course, it's also been compared to anastrozole.
It was compared, but that study which was done, where fulvestrant was compared against anastrozole, these were patients who had previously been treated and have been treated with tamoxifen, and they were tamoxifen resistant. So that was a second-line setting.
So the patient receives an aromatase inhibitor as first-line therapy, has a response, and then progresses. What's your usual second-line therapy?
If a patient receives aromatase inhibitor as a first-line, then you have, I think, two choices. Either you can go from non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor to a steroidal aromatase inhibitor, or you have a choice of estrogen receptor downregulator like fulvestrant. Those are the two choices which have significant anti-tumor activity in this type of situation. Whereas if you talk about 10 years ago, it would have been progestins. But I think now those drugs are moved further down the line, so we don't use them as a second-line therapy or first-line therapy.
What about tamoxifen? Again, assuming the patient's just had an AI.
Tamoxifen would be a reasonable option in that type of setting too. But again, if you look at the safety profile of these tamoxifen versus, say, aromatase inhibitor, overall I would say that aromatase inhibitor, doesn't matter which aromatase inhibitor you look at it, it has a better safety profile than tamoxifen.
So what would your normal or your most common choice be then after an aromatase inhibitor?
It would be from non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor will be to steroidal aromatase inhibitor like aromacin or fulvestrant.
And how would you make that decision?
I think I would discuss with each patient to see that some patients will say that, oh, I want to have a therapy which I can have a control, and some patients want to have a therapy which they don't want to do anything and let us do something. That way you can give an injection at regular intervals and they don't have to worry about it taking something every day to remind them of cancer.